the majority of us probably operate according to what is urgent, right? And so I was just talking to one of the ushers, and they had just finished finals, and I can imagine that there was a lot of studying going on this last week, right? A lot of cramming, because now is the time, do or die, right? And so it's urgent, rather than probably the 2% that study throughout the whole semester. So, but you think about that in life, how that's usually our kind of mode of operating in so many ways. And, you know, when things become urgent, the first thing we ask is like, okay, what do I got to do? How do I got to organize myself? How do I have to prepare? And if we take that mindset and that framework and apply it to the gospel, we can understand what's going on in the minds of John's hearers, because he's preaching this powerful message of repentance, right? So much so that the people think that he's the Messiah. And so the people, all of a sudden, they're stirred in their hearts, and it's become urgent now for them. Of course, they hear the message week in and week out in a synagogue, at least the crowds do, but now it's become real, it's become urgent. And so what's their response? All the groups of people, we hear that the crowds responded, what should we do? What do we do? And we heard that the tax collectors came up and they said, what? What should we do? Right? And then the soldiers came up and they said, what should we do? So if we are on the right track in our life of faith, that question is stirring in our heart. What should we do? If we've lost a connection to that question, we're probably off track. And so we don't have to wait to an urgent moment in our life, like it's towards the end of our life or a crisis hits, before we start asking the important questions of what should we do. That's the whole purpose of the liturgical year, is to keep stirring that in our heart, to live according to what is important. And what should we do is always the important question. Unfortunately, we often wait until a crisis or till the end until we ask that question in the depths of our hearts. And that question really changes everything, because if we're asking that question, we've got the point. We are framing things correctly, and we have our priorities right. If we're asking the Lord, what should we do? Now, this is not a matter of asking and referring to a book, and the book, you know, setting out, okay, you do this, and then you're going to be fine. You know, fulfill the precepts of the church. You're all good. Look at how John responds. He responds differently to each group. This is important. So the response, you know, what should we do, is a personal response that the Lord asks of us. And so that presumes a dialogue with the Lord, that we have prayer with the Lord. And so the crowds, they're the faithful. And if they have two coats or two cloaks, they are to give one away. Now, that's really mercy. It's not a sin to have two cloaks, right? Even the church fathers talk about this command, this injunction to the crowds. That was a challenge to be merciful, to go beyond what was the due of the other person. So for that group of people, that's what they were called to. The soldiers, were they called to mercy? No, they were called just to be just, all right? Not to extort, right? To be satisfied with their wages. So God takes, just like John here, God takes us where we're at. You know, some people who are capable of more and be given more, he's asking something different. Some people, he just says, quit sinning, right? He says that to all of us. And then there's so we have the soldiers and the tax collectors. Quit asking more than what is established, right? So what is this challenge? How are we challenged this week in regards to the gospel? How do we hear the words of John to us? Well, first of all, how do we stir up in our hearts an openness to that question, so that we're really asking, what should we do? What should I do? Because if that question is turning in our hearts and our minds, we are on the right track, all right? So, and then the second is that it's not a standard response. You know, Mr. Joe here, he does this, so I guess that's what I'm supposed to do. Well, not necessarily. God might be asking more of us. And so that's when we have to kind of enter into the fire of a more personal relationship and conversation with God. And so we ask the Holy Spirit this week to stir up maybe an urgency in our own hearts, not inspired and brought about by external circumstances, but an urgency that's inspired by the fire of the Holy Spirit, that we might ask the question, what should I do, as we anticipate these last 2 weeks of Advent and what God is calling us to.